Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
My name is TJ Raphael. I'm the host of Liberty Lost, a new podcast about who gets to be a mother and the control of young women hidden behind the veil of faith. Binge all episodes of Liberty Lost ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Travis fell in love with the perfect woman. Beautiful, understanding, available 24/7. There was just one catch. She wasn't human. Binge all episodes of Flesh and Code early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're like, hey, wait a minute, I didn't hear part one. Guys, it's because we put out a lot of recaps. Go back and listen to part one, okay? It's before this one. Bye. Enjoy the show.
So Andy's like, all right, Judy from Judytown says, Shamia, do you think Portia gave Phaedra a pass too early considering that she sat back while Phaedra tried to make you look like community property?
So whoever this person was, they are definitely a producer on the show, right? Because I'm guarantee with everything that happened with Candy and Phaedra and that whole season and everything, no one is thinking like, ugh, how Shamia was done dirty by that. Who was remembering that at all? Like, that was such a random, like, thing. I should say I remember it as a random thing. Maybe it wasn't as random as I remember it, but I don't remember it being a very central part of that storyline.
I don't really remember any Shamia thing from the past being that big of a deal, except for the Carmen and Candy, you know, scene that we see later. I remember that pretty clearly. But most Shamia storylines I don't remember. I do remember the wedding one, but that's kind of the only one that I remember. Yeah.
So I honestly didn't even remember the Carmen scene, to be honest. But that says more about me than it does about actually the show. I just don't remember anything anymore.
Well, flashback to 2017 when Phaedra is accusing everyone of sleeping with Shamia's husband or Shamia sleeping with everybody or something. So Andy's like, did you ever resolve it? I mean, God, 2017. That was like yesterday. Am I right? So Shamia's like, well, I've never sat down with them. And Portia's like, yeah, but we talked about it because I'm your best friend. So we resolved it. And Phaedra's like, well, let's clear it up. You know, it was hurtful to me when I heard you kept bringing it up in interviews because we're on a good page. And Shamia's like, well, now we are. And she goes, well, and I decided to come back to the show and we had this conversation. Do you remember? And Shamia's like, yes, I remember. But what I'm saying is you dismissed it and you said me and Candy were going through something. And they're like, you never addressed me and the things that were said about me.
So Phaedra was like, well, so why didn't you address it? I mean, we were having a private conversation. We could have talked about it. And Shamia's like, well, you know, we never had a conversation that you put these things out there. And so then Andy's like, are you upset about it? And Shamia's like, no. I mean, I'm totally not upset at all. And everyone's like, you're clearly upset because this happened years ago and you're still talking about it. And you're still, obviously, we can see your face. You're upset. You know, and you're like, you brought it up at the Pampered event with Portia. So they're like, just let it out.
What Shamia is getting into trouble for here, and I think it's valid, is that Shamia acts like everything's fine, and then she goes on interviews and disses everybody. And they're like, what the hell? Mm-hmm. Like, I thought we were fine. And she's like, well, I had the right to talk about that. It's like, yeah, but if you want to make that a storyline, then make it a storyline on the show. Like, why are you saving it for the fucking Breakfast Club every time, you know?
Yeah.
And then when we confront you about it, you're like, no, things are fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah. Well, because she's always going to say I was trying to, like, preserve the peace in the group. But then she's harboring all these feelings, and they just come bubbling out. I wouldn't know anything about that. So Portia is basically, like, they basically, like, you have to, like, address this, finally. And Shamia's like, well, I'm going to dumb down, like, the shit y'all said because of my, it's my way of coping, and, like, it's my way of laughing it off. And, like, that's a problem. You have to, like, let it out. So they finally, like, Phaedra apologizes, and she's, you know, and they basically are like, let's just move forward. And it seems like
she kind of gets in now, trouble because okay. She says, well, I'm sorry, but just, well, you can't apologize with a but. She's like, okay, are we done now? She's like, are you accepting my apologies or are you not? She's like, yes, I will accept your apology this time. We're moving forward. And when we're asked about it, I'll say she apologized and we move past it. And Cynthia's just like, another one. Another one. Where's the where?
So they now break for lunch. So some of the guys come in. Ralph shows up. Ralph. I mean, Ralph, so thirsty for, so thirsty. He's getting divorced from Drew. He is relegated to the basement, but he's still going to show up for the cameras. He cannot resist. And Dennis is there.
Be there in his skin tight shirt. So
with a big fake smile.
Question, and this is probably a rhetorical question because I don't expect you to have the answer. But so that clip of Phaedra was Phaedra saying, "And you're sleeping with everybody. You're like fucking around all over town, and everybody knows it." That was what that clip was basically. And then Britt's clip that they showed was Britt telling her, "And you're sleeping around all the time. And you're married. You're married, Shamia. So why are these accusations 8 years apart?" Was that just Britt jumping on something that was said on the past that she's trying to like harp on?
Yes, 100%.
Or Britt, is that Britt, something 100%. Real? Like, is Shamia in some kind of open relationship that people keep hinting at but we're never talking about?
No, I don't know, but I'm just never going to give Britt any sort of credibility to having a rumor that has anything based in fact. I think Britt did her research. She watched her seasons, and she like took notes on like what ammo she's going to use when she needs it. Honestly, although to be fair, like she probably didn't even do that. She probably just like, this is an easy thing for me to say, and so I'm going to say it. I'm never going to give Britt any sort of credibility for having anything close to accurate in anything she says.
Okay. So Shamia talks to Gerald. You sent her flowers, which to me is always a sign of cheating. So that's why I'm asking. I think that's why I'm asking. And Shamia's like, "Well, I'm just off my game. And, everybody's talking over me. I haven't had a chance to say a thing." Yes, you have. And every time you do, you're like, "But what about me and Portia?" So you've said a lot. It hasn't been that interesting, but I don't know that you're going to blame everybody else. But she is. And so she's like, "But when I get out there now, I'm going to finally have a voice. You watch, Gerald. You just watch." And he's like, "Okay, well, that's great."
Great. Love to see it. So Charles is there. Dennis is there. Portia's like, "Do you have any bombs?" He's like, "I have no bombs. Just a lot of hot dogs, actually." "Okay." And then Shamia's still going off. She's telling Kelly, she's like, "The gloves are off. I'm not going to let people talk over me. You're going to hear from me at long last." Why is she so surprised that she's being talked over? I feel like this is not her first reunion by any means. But she's like, "No, I'm going to say what I need to say because people need to hear about the details about me and Portia." I'm like, I think most of us actually don't really care that much.
And
but sure, you do you.
Say. I think your say has been said multiple times. And I think it's been said in this reunion. I didn't feel like she didn't talk. I just felt like like she feels that she feels the energy of the room. It's like she's sitting in the first seat. She should have a lot more going on than she does. And she just doesn't. And so she's like, "Here we go. Act two. I'm bringing it this time. I'm bringing it in act two." Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. It doesn't really happen. So, Andy, we come back. We're back. Okay. This season. Wow. It's a long monologue. But I want to read Britt's Instagram story today. "As everyone is now aware, I am traumatized and I'm suing fucking Bravo. Fuck you guys. I'm not going to the reunion. Bye."
Yeah. So Shamia's like, "I mean, it's mind blowing. I'm speaking that all this happened and then end up like not being her. But I kind of feel like maybe she already knew that and just played into it because that same night after the event happened, we went out and she seemed very happy. She didn't seem distraught. I'm not saying that it's okay, but yeah, she came back to the group like she was devastated. It definitely was very different." So she's saying that she hung out with everyone that night and she was just like
after the Kenya
normal
thing.
Right. Which doesn't necessarily mean anything. She still may have, I'll give her credit that she may have needed to process, or once it started to become news, it became more humiliating. If she thought it was just like one thing that was like small and then became like a thing that got all over the gossip rags, fine. But I also everyone's read seems to be like, yeah, she was really trying to play it up. So it's hard because you never really want to blame someone who's the victim of what Kenya was trying to do, because what Kenya was trying to do was really, really terrible. But Britt has also shown herself to be terrible. But then again, there's the whole perfect victim thing. Like, you don't have to be perfect to still be a victim. So I don't know. I mean, Brit's still garbage no matter what.
Well, it's not really helping Shamia that she and Candy both were, you know, in trouble for liking a pro Diddy, being for like a pro Diddy is free now. Thank God Diddy's free. And they were like, oh, yes, you know. And they supported that. So it's not really helping Shamia much in this. I mean, Shamia,
yeah,
obviously this was filmed before that post, I think. But it's mm-hmm. a time where Shamia might be quiet.
I didn't realize Shamia also did that. I was surprised that Candy did that. I was like shocked. But, you know. So Andy.
Great look. So Britt was on Watch What Happens Live saying Kenya had something against her from the beginning. And then we see a clip of the initial party where she met Kenya, and Kenya was questioning her rings, which I still don't think was a big deal and don't think Kenya meant anything light shade. By that. Yeah. And
at worst, it was light shade.
Kenya offenses, that was not even on the radar for me. So.
But Britt's like a perpetual, like, how could you be doing that to me? Really? You didn't even hug me. So basically, Britt's saying that Kenya was coming after me all season long. And everyone's like, yeah, we didn't really feel that way. Like, if you asked, like there was never any indication. And if you asked Kenya would have been like, I wasn't coming after her. They're all like, yeah, Britt really concocted this, like, in her head a bit. And
yeah,
Angela says, you know what, that's why I wrote the question at the bank, because I don't think Kenny had any clue that Britt felt this way. So that's why it was supposed to be an opportunity for Kenny to explain how she felt. And yeah, kind of went left. Oopsies.
Well, the part I left out when I just shortened that, the Instagram thing, was Britt claiming that the pictures that were shown on the show weren't even of her. So that's kind of what they're talking about. They're like, how is it not even her? I mean, the whole thing is so confusing. I'm confused. I still don't understand that whole thing. So anyway, yeah. Let's just ignore that and go to how do you like them from Apples on Twitter said, Cynthia, why in hell do you have so much grace and understanding for Britt and zero for Kenya? And I like Cynthia's answer here. She's like, that's not true, first of all, but what Kenya did was wrong. I'm not standing up for that. Like, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. but I'm not going to go publicly stand up for someone who just showed a woman's, like, porn pictures to the public and made sure to do it in front of all the news outlets and all that shit. That was low, and I'm not going to do that. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. And Portia's saying, what I like that, like, Portia explains also a little bit more about it, and saying how, like, you know, Kenya's a loose canyon, but that doesn't really excuse any of it, right? But basically, they get to a place where they're like, you know what, like, Portia's like, I was pissed. I wasn't sad. I was pissed that she did this. And, you know, I really like that she said that, because it's basically like Kenya not only, like, messed up what she was doing with the show and everything, and it was wrong what Kenya did, but she also kind of, like, messed up the show. Like, the show kind of, like, stumbled after that, and this is supposed to be, like, their comeback show. And a lot of it was like a lot of focus was on Portia and how she was coming back. And like, she kind of like, Portia took a lot of blame for it. People were like, oh, Portia's a flop. And maybe she was, and I don't think she was really a flop, but she wasn't like, she didn't save the show. But again, as I've said like umpteen times, I think it's because the show started the season with great energy, but I think it couldn't find its bearings after this whole scandal. So. You know, I think she had every right to be pissed. Kenya really messed things up for a lot of people, like an entire production staff.
An entire people economy. An entire yeah. economy.
People jobs. So
Andy's like, you know, well, I will say this. There was an investigation surrounding the threat that Britt made relating to the gun. And there was also one relating to what Kenya did. And Shamia's like, well, I mean, that's not even our fight. Okay, Shamia, I know you're trying to have a voice, but not now. I want to hear this investigation, because we never get to the bottom of this. And he's kind of cut off and then never comes back to it. And I want to know what the investigation found. You need to tell me, because I hear about these Bravo investigations all the time. They could have a new Law and Order based on Bravo investigations at this point. There's so many goddamn episodes worthy. So tell me what happened. But he's cut off. I'm like, goddamn.
Well, because Portia said that, like, what had happened was that Kenya Moore had received incriminating photos of Britt, or information about Britt's past. And then, so then Kenya went and looked and was able to find all these photos. So Shamia's like, yeah, wait, can we go back to that? Which cast member gave you that information? And Portia's like, well, Drew sent her the information. And Drew's like, what?
What? I never heard that I was the one. What? I don't like my nips. Drew, you literally, we saw you have dinner with Britt. And Britt said she did webcam, and you said, did you ever like give up the kitty or whatever it was that she said? You're the one who knew. You knew, Drew. Yeah, did you sell the kitty?
Drew's such a liar, and for her to, and it's hilarious because I don't know why, but Drew just makes me laugh. Like, I don't even care that she's lying. I was cracking up because she's like, what? Me? I've never even heard that. Really, all the blogs have been lit all season saying that Drew got the picture. She got some pictures from Ming Lee, who used to also date whoever. I said it earlier in the season. I forgot. They used to have the same boyfriend, a long time ago. So Ming Lee got all these pictures off his phone or something. And Ming Lee was the one who sent them to Drew, and Drew shared them. So that's been a huge piece of gossip in all the blogs. So for Drew to be like, what? I never heard that I was the one. Oh, you liar, please. And so Portia's like, yeah, you said it to me. And she goes, no, she said publicly and to me that she got it from a private investigator.
What? Not me? What?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So, yeah, they basically, Portia's just going on and on about it. And she says that she spoke to Kenya that night. And Kenya was, like, very remorseful. And she says, I was pissed at Kenya. Kenya feels terrible for what she did, etc. And Cynthia's like, and you know, it's just really sad because that was pretty much the last time I even talked to Kenya. She just stopped taking my calls. Why are you chasing after Kenya's friendship? She's done you dirty so many times, Cynthia. Move on.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad that she has, because I feel like the old Cynthia would keep calling her until it worked out, mm-hmm. trying to make her sign some kind of friendship contract or some shit. So it was kind of nice to see her just be sad that it's over, you know?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, I'm the only one that she doesn't speak to. And all the years that I've been a housewife of Atlanta, sweet 16, not that sweet. Not that sweet. And I just am left with one question. Who's the who? Where's the where? And why's the why?
What's the what? So, Andy's like, all right, well, welcome back to the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion. This season, we finally got to know the artist formerly known as Portia's friend, Shamia Morton. No relation to the salt. Shamia, you gave us a glimpse of the good, the bad, and the wealthy, and had a voice of your own, even if some people thought that voice sounded a lot like Drew. Watch this.
Yeah, so we get Shamia's segment, which is a lot of money, the singing thing she did for her friends, the surrogate, and the kid. So that's what we see. Mm-hmm. So Andy is like, okay, so we got in a fight about donations with Britt, but that was resolved. Do you find it strange that she went from that really nice speech at the villa telling you that you were faking to telling you that you were faking? Because basically, in the villa, Britt did that whole, like, you are my best friend. You are my heart.
Yes.
And I am here for you. And then the next day, she's like, oh, really? Your kid probably wasn't even really sick. You were doing shots in Miami. And I like when they showed the clip, because she actually picked up a shot glass. She goes, you were doing a shots.
Shot
in Miami.
Yeah. She's a very literal person. She's like, I need to have a prop to explain exactly what I'm talking about while I diss someone.
Yeah. The carrot drop of season 16.
So Shamia is like, I mean, I have been able to handle infidelity rumors, a fractured friendship with Portia, having too good of a voice for the record industry to acknowledge, but I do not play about my kids. I wish that I were fabricating or creating a story. I am so blessed to have my daughter today. So to hear somebody say that really pissed me off. It's like, okay, Shamia. So she, of course, does an enormous monologue about that. Was only halfway through the monologue, and basically, yeah, yada yada, she was annoyed.
You know, her kid got a surgery to help with her hearing, which is good, and you know, because that kid's so cute. Her kids are so cute. So she got her kids getting surrogate help, and the first surrogate didn't pan out. The first pregnancy didn't pan out, and so they are trying a new surrogate. And
sorry, Martina. So now, sorry, Martina. You're just gonna have to deal. Martina Navratilova. She's like, Another surrogate being used. It's a travesty.
Oh, God. Like in Martina now. Don't even get me started on that lady's tweets. So Andy's like, okay, Mem from Fizz wants to know why you're always commenting and comparing yourself to Drew's singing and acting abilities. Drew was a household name, triple threat. Okay, she can sing, she can dance, and she can lie about purses. So go on. And she's like, yeah, and I just want to say congratulations, Drew. I'm just so amazed with you. I mean, she is a triple threat. And I'm not comparing my music to Drew's music. I mean, it's like comparing hot dogs to Grammys. Okay. But Drew was calling me a lap dog, so I shaded her. Okay, but I never shaded her voice or her ability to hit notes like she did me in the last clip. Okay.
Drew's like, for the record, I am no longer a triple threat. I'm a double threat because I lost one of my threats with Drop It with Drew. Okay, available now. So Drew's like, well, you know, you went on the radio and said I was a liar for saying I speak 5 different languages. And Shamia's like, well, that's what I said. Drew's like, well, clearly I wasn't lying because I can speak 5 different languages. If you sense that I'm coming up with a classic Juicedora prop coming up soon, it's about to happen. And Shamia's like, why don't, well, we had a conversation at Brit's event where you said yourself that your team made a mistake with the title of the song. Yeah, well, the song is called Affirmations. Yeah, because it's from a book. Look, I got your book. It's called The 5 Love Languages. You were supposed to ask me what languages I speak and you never asked me, so I'm just gonna bring out the book anyway. Okay, here it is. 5 Love Languages, my book. 5 Love
Languages.
Does anyone see?
I actually really like this, but I actually really like this because it was something that Shamia didn't even get. Like, she tried to make this big deal. Like, she doesn't know 5 languages, that idiot, when she was referring to the 5 love languages. So I thought that was kind of funny. Like, I know 5 love languages because that is a big thing right now. Like even on Love Island, we see it where people are like, my love language is acts of service. So, really? Because my love language is, like, touching and kind words. Oh, wow. Well, I'm an acts of service person. I'm sorry. I don't think we're going to work out.
How dare you? My love language is, like, physical touch. And, you know, if my tire doesn't fit your wheel, drive a different car, you know? So, Drew is like... So Drew basically
if
was
I'm
talking.
Not your love language, then speak something else.
So Drew is So the 5 languages that she's fluent in are the love languages, which I also don't think is true because she's getting a divorce. So
you could have made at least one of those languages work. I mean, come on.
Maybe she has
that's
a different
non-lingual.
Dialect.
That's just non-lingual.
So Drew's like, Shamia girl, you just love to make stuff up because you shaded and called me a liar. I mean, Drew. Come on, Drew.
Drew, come on now.
Drew, so, let's come on.
What did you think of Drew saying you sing off key? And Shamia's like, well, you know, she said she's never had a hard time hitting notes. Well, she had a hard time planning a showcase because it never happened. Unlike mine. I'm like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing.
And another thing. That Judith Lieber bag that you said you had, it wasn't Judith Lieber. It was a Judith Light original. And guess what? Her shit don't sell. So take it back, Drew.
And I know that because I've seen it on Amazon. So she pulls out, she's brought in a prop bag. It's like a big prop moment, this segment. So she brings out a prop bag and it's got the same bag, but it's from China and it was only $130. And Drew's like, I'll post the receipt. And she goes, oh, really? Really? Why don't you post it in your 5 languages? You fucking liar. So then Drew posted the receipt. So she actually did buy the bag from Bergdorf's, according wow. to her receipt. So this is like 2 things in a row that Shamia's kind of failed on. And it's very Shamia. You know, the love language is followed by the purse. It's just very Shamia. And it's very cringy because, like, I know that I rag on Shamia a lot, but it's not that I hate Shamia. I'm cringed. I think she's just trying too hard. She just
Wait,
needs
when
to.
When did she post the receipt? Did she show the receipt?
She posted it. I have a screenshot.
On Instagram?
Yeah, she didn't bring it to the reunion, but she posted it on Insta. You think it's a lie?
I don't believe anything Drew does. I'm sorry. I thought you meant that she showed it at the reunion. I was like, I don't remember that.
No, she posted it online. It was $5,796 plus tax, $347.70. And so that came to $6,142.70. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's it.
I wonder when she returned it.
She even posted it with her song, I got five on it, Love Languages, featuring Big Quad by Drew Sidora.
I got five on it. Did she really call it I Got Five on It, Love Languages? No.
From the Love Languages.
Drew. Okay, so Andy is like,
I got relish on my Judith Lieber bag. I got relish on my Judith Lieber bag. Thank God it's plastic. I can wipe it off. Thank God it's plastic.
I got Ralph on it. I got Ralph on it.
So anyway,
I'll take that fake bag. I want that fake bag. That's a nice bag.
I'll take that. So, Portia, do you think Britt was being malicious, informing you about Shamia showing your text messages, and do you believe her? I mean, do you think Britt was being malicious? Is there any answer to that other than yes? So Portia's like,
well, do I think she's being malicious? Yes, because she was upset because she felt like she was being thrown out and had been out of an alliance. But like two other things that she was really saying felt really familiar, so the text messages were like my actual text messages. So yeah, some of it was definitely true.
And so Andy's like, all right, well, Kelly, you were present at the time Britt said Shamia showed you the text. Do you remember that? And of course, Kelly, she of the great memory, is like, you know, I don't. You know, we definitely hung out that night, but I'm damn sure I didn't see any text messages from Shamia. Just as I'm sure I never compared my relationship to Angela's.
And surely this doesn't look like I'm just lying because we're in an alliance, which we've already admitted to. So I'm just going to stick with this. But I like Portia's answer because she's like, well, yeah, it was malicious that Britt showed me those texts, but they were true. They were the texts that I had sent. So so she wasn't lying either. So Shamia's like, well, you know, the tea that she was trying to bring back doesn't even matter because I had already said that to your face, right? I mean, did me and Portia celebrate me getting a peach? My answer was no, because she'd been going through some stuff. Andrew's like, oh my God, you're just lying today. You're lying. You told me that Angela, you told me and Angela the same thing, that Portia did not celebrate you and you were very upset.
Wait, so how is that? Shamia literally just said, this is what Britt brought back to Portia, that Portia and I did not celebrate me getting a peach and I was upset because like she was I guess actually she was saying it was a simple no because she'd been going through some stuff. And Drew's saying the lie is that it was a simple no. You were actually upset about it. Right. And she was like, no. Well, I said when I got my peach, we did not get a chance to celebrate because again, the same story. And Drew's like, well, you never said to me that to me and Angela though. You said you were hurt because she didn't celebrate. I was like, this is so threading the needle of like, of relevance to anything at this moment. Like I'm not even sure if it's even.
Well, it's just I think it's just another example of Shamia acting one way and then acting another way to your face. Like she's telling the girls, I mean, Portia, what kind of friend is Portia? She doesn't even celebrate me when I get a peach. I mean, she even really my friend? Like, doesn't she care? It's a big deal for me. And Portia doesn't even care. And she's really saying, no, I was just saying you couldn't unfortunately celebrate because you're going through a lot, Portia. And I totally understand.
Yeah.
You know,
if that was the case, then I do think that Shamia should just be more honest about those moments because like, I mean, but like, this is such a small thing to grill anyone over, whether it's Shamia, whether it's like their friend, this is such a small piece of evidence to destroy a friendship over, you know?
All right. Well, let's get to the moment we're all not waiting for. Some more Shamia and Portia. So we see a big clip package of their friendship and their problems and their arguing. And then what's the current status of your friendship today? Does it have new boobs? Does it? Tell me about the new boobs your friendship got. And they just pause. No one will answer. They're like, who's going to answer? So Portia finally answers first. And she says, there isn't. There isn't a status
of our relationship. There's no communication.
And she says she could have gotten over everything, but it's the recent smear campaign that she didn't like. And the lies that were told in recent interviews. She went on Candy's show and said that Portia didn't congratulate her. And Candy finally had to say, well, did she call you? And you said, well, yeah, she called. And then you went on to the Breakfast Club and said that you only had one wedding. And Shamia says, I did only have one wedding. Well, Portia says that's a lie, which we all know that's a lie because she had one wedding in Africa and one local wedding. Isn't that already established? That's what I don't understand. No, like, why Shamia lies about stupid little things like that? Like, it's been established on the show that you had a local one, hasn't it?
Well, what's also shitty is that, like, Shamia has these little lies, you know, to try to save face. These little lies, like, well, I didn't say that. Well, I didn't say I was upset. Well, I didn't say that. But, I mean, if you really look at the actions, like, Portia has been way worse than Shamia. Like Portia is getting off scot-free because we're all focused on these stupid little lies that Shamia said. And Portia is the one who didn't go to the wedding. Portia is the one who didn't congratulate Shamia. Portia is the one who shaded Shamia for her singing. Like, Portia's been, like, honestly a shitty friend to Shamia. But we're all focused on, like, the fact that Shamia is not being, like, emotionally honest with herself by saying, like, well, no, I acted this way. But then it turns out she was talking, like, a little bit of shit, which was honestly justified shit. And I wish that Shamia would have just been honest and be like, yeah, I did talk shit because I was upset. But because now she's getting tripped up, like, Portia is able to change this whole narrative into, well, look at what I have to deal with. Someone who's not being honest. When Portia's like, you fully skipped out on your best friend's wedding. You skipped out on all these things. You didn't even congratulate her. You showed up when she had a big party. You showed up late and tried to steal the spotlight when she was getting her big car at the first episode of the season. So, like, yeah. Portia's been so shitty.
I agree with you that Shamia could just say, listen, I did say that because I got a peach and you don't even care. Like, hello, we never go out. We never do anything. You just send me a little text. Like, what the fuck is that? I think she would be more right to do that. I think you're right.
Yeah, 100%.
And then in all these little lies, too. It's not just Shamia. Portia's whole, like, well, I couldn't go to your wedding because you know that I can't fly because I had medical issues. And then she's like, yeah, comes but out, then later this season, you said that you didn't go because we were having problems. So which is it?
And I didn't even know that until that moment. Right.
Yeah.
So, but what happens is that it winds up being like being a false equivalency where, like, Portia's, you know, infractions are sort of like just as bad as Shamia's. And if you really look at them, they are 100% not. But I just wish that Shamia did not allow Portia to have that sort of leeway, because Portia should be held accountable for being a shitty friend to Shamia at times. Like, the wedding thing is shitty. Like, all a bunch of the things are shitty. And, like, I love Portia, but she sometimes needs to have her feet held to the fire a little bit more.
Yeah. So then Portia basically is everything we just said. You know, they start talking about the weddings. They go through all of that stuff. And it's just a lot of hurt. And I mean, we've seen it all season. It's kind of the same thing. So I'm trying to read through it to figure out where it ends. But it goes on for a long time.
It's the climax of the episode, essentially. Right. And so then then it eventually starts to pivot into talk about this alliance again. So, you know, Portia is like, no, we had a beautiful friendship and I love you, Shamia. So for me to now see that you decide to form an alliance with two girls, the very two girls. And she's like, I tried to include you in the alliance. And she's like, no, you didn't. She's like, yes, I did. She's like, that's not true. She's like, but meanwhile, Portia's the one who says she doesn't want to be an alliance in the first place. But she's like, but then, you know, to talk about I'm trying to sabotage you. She's like, okay, I'm going to be her today. I like Portia saying she's going to be her today. Like, she's not her ever. She's the one who gets all the attention and all the microphones.
Yeah. So then they start doing the, no, I'm going to talk. And they argue about the alliance and stuff. And then Andy's like, hold on. Now, Shamia, this is the part where I pretend that I don't spend my entire life trying to get women to fight on TV. I really want women to make up, guys. That's why we're here. So, Shamia, you told me you'd be willing to put in the effort if Portia makes the first move, and I saw that she did a birthday post for you. And she goes, yeah, that was sweet, and I texted her back. Because now a text suffices, by the way. So she's like, yeah, well, but then she continued her smear campaign right after that. She's like, no, I didn't. And you're the one that made a post about my mom. You said that my mom did something egregious to your mom. And Portia goes, she absolutely did. And she goes, why are you even speaking about my mom? And she goes, oh, really? You know she did. You know what your mom did. And that's the end. So now we finally got into something interesting, which is the daycare fight. It's the fight over the daycare center. And I hope they get into it because that shit was interesting. It was all off camera.
I don't even remember what
I need some mom fights.
I don't even remember what that daycare center drama was all about.
Mom and Shamia's moms both own daycare centers. They both run daycare centers. Okay. So they're like competing daycare center ladies. And Portia's mom was one of the moms was having financial trouble. And she's like, please, whatever happens, if they take my daycare, don't let my, you know, don't let it get taken away or used against me. Or don't let it be turned into another daycare center or something.
Don't let it fall into the wrong hands.
Yeah, something like that. And then the daycare center did get taken away, and then the other mom took it. She bought it. And so now it's a daycare. It's like, how dare you? You took my corner on the daycare market.
Yeah, but have a better daycare.
I mean, I guess, like, I don't know, you know.
I love it.
I don't know. How do you say that to somebody, though? Because I feel like daycare, that's like, I feel like you have to be a good person to have a daycare.
Well, maybe there's more to the story.
Tell somebody, manage a daycare better, lady. You know,
maybe there was some corporate sabotage. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm very excited about that. Well, and I love a generational backstory.
There were also the rumors about, that Shamia's mom still, like, somehow got the daycare when the other mom was in financial straits. And then when Kim Zolciak's house was being foreclosed on, there was the rumor that Shamia's husband was the one who bought it for like rock bottom prices. Right. So I like, and I don't know if that one was even true. I think that it wasn't, but I like just the rumors about Shamia are so much more interesting than what we're getting is, I guess, what I'm saying. Cause that daycare fight is the best thing that happened on the show. And it was all offline.
You know, maybe it's like Walmart, online. You know, like Walmart would like come into a community and have like rock bottom prices and then drive out all the business. And then Walmart would be the only one in town and prices go up. So maybe that's what Shamia's mom did with her daycare center.
Driving she was, like, off the mom like and pops. Yeah, like Walmart driving off the mom and pop. Except they weren't even driving off the mom and pops because the mom and pops drove off and left their kids at the daycare. So,
well, we'll have to see how that all pans out next week, which is good because my Wi-Fi is failing in this hotel at this moment. So in the meantime,
the Barbara Streisand list. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. We'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
She can run my country. It's Angie McGovern.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto. Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Itchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson. Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
It's our queen, it's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
Knock, knock, knocking on Katie Manock's door.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a Chance of Meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's the Queen Bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We Cannot Tell a Lie, it's Sarah Talefson.
Shannon, Out of a Cannon, Anthony.
Please Don't Stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's Take Off with Tamla Plain.
It's Always a Good Time when you're wasting time with Bravo.
She Ain't No Shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.